possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, Woody, it's about that damn time. I can't wait. The 2025 Broward County National Football Showcase is next week. Got some great teams. Boy, they've done a great job. They've added some more games to it. And this is always a special time for us because Larry Bluestein, one of the best in the business anywhere in the country, our high school football insider, joins us. Blue, welcome back. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks so much. You know, very productive off season. Had an opportunity to see programs from all the way up in the Panhandle and Pensacola, all the way down to the Miami area. Traveled probably more than I did, at any other time, and it was great.
You got to slow down, Blue. You know what? We're getting at that age. You got to start cheating a little bit. Hey, Blue. So this thing in Broward County, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Man, it's grown, and they got a couple of the top teams in the country coming down here to play some of our top teams. What made them end up going to eight games, though, with Piper, Cardinal Gibbons, Archbishop McCarthy, Monarch, West Broward surprised me a little bit, American Heritage Plantation, Dillard, of course, St. Thomas, and Chaminade, three of the powerhouses in the country.
Probably because of the local flair and how much those teams that you mentioned that are getting better and better. And last year, Piper won 10 games. Coach Short did a great job. West Broward's loaded with talent. They added some players during the offseason. Dillard has a new facility. They're going to be hosting most of the games, on their new field. They, remember they had the lead on American Heritage last year in the state semifinals. And they're a program that, obviously is their Monarch is loaded up, over the last couple of years. And then Cardinal Gibbons has taken part in all four of the events. So, it's a great way to highlight, since it is the Broward County National Showcase, you want to kind of put a lot of your programs on display, and they found a way to do it, because there's not a lot of elite. I mean, you have a handful. You're not going to go 6-7 deep. So this way they got a opportunity to put, Dillard against Dr. Phillips, and you had an opportunity to see a really good Jacksonville Bulls team, come on down and play Monarch, and then Piper gets an opportunity to play Petrie Ridge, who comes down from Georgia for the second straight year. But all the focus is going to be on the main games, and there's going to be three ESPN games. St. Joseph of Pennsylvania came down a couple years ago. They're rated 17th in the country. They'll play American Heritage. Dia Bell's gotten a lot of offseason publicity as one of the top quarterbacks in the country. He's headed to Texas. And then those two Saturday games, the 3:30 game, the number one team in the country and probably one of the best teams in the country over the last 15 years, Mater Dei, from Santa Ana, California, will be played against St. Thomas Aquinas, and that's a 3:30 kickoff on ESPN. And then the nightcap is going to see St. Francis Academy, one of the biggest offensive line in the nation for a high school.
Always.
They're huge. And they'll play Chaminade Madonna, and it's kind of a rematch 2 years ago that they played, and Chaminade beat them. It's three great days of football. And Corner Canyon, I want to mention from Utah, Zach Wilson went there. I think, a couple of the other really good quarterbacks and really good players. They're coming down to play West Broward. So you're getting a lot of really
that's
good.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. And, hey, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, hey, Blue, no, we just had a lot to get to. I was going to ask you, I saw Max Prep last night. I don't know if I've seen it. Chaminade comes in at 7, American Heritage at 8, St. Thomas at 10 in the country, and Northwestern High School at 11. You talk about respect. I want to ask you, did you like that? I know those teams are all loaded. I know Teddy loaded up his team before going back to Tampa Bay after what happened to him. Do you like that order, Chaminade being the best, American Heritage Plantation right behind them, St. Thomas third, and then Northwestern?
Well, the reason why, you know, you put Chaminade and St. Thomas ahead of Northwestern is Northwestern's not going to come close to losing. They're just not. They're as loaded as you've ever seen a high school football team. And, I'm telling you. Well, I was blown away by the talent on both sides of the ball. The depth is crazy. They've got two of each. And then they benefited by getting a couple of kids from, you know, other programs. And, you know, I mean, when you add a five-star defensive tackle from North Fort Myers like they did in Johnson, and safety from, you know, from South Dade, who's big-time kid going to Florida State, plus what they had on hand, yeah, they're going to be tough. So, yeah, it's a good way. And, you know, they're going to get tested. They played on Saturday night against Lakeland in the kickoff classic and up in Vero. And then they're opening games against Orange Lutheran of California. And then let's face it, you know, they got Venice in kind of a revenge game.
Oh,
they
lost. Venice. Nobody likes Venice. That coach, man, he rubs everybody in South Florida the wrong way. We all want a piece of that guy, man, right there. No question about it.
Yeah, hey. and then they'll get Central twice. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing is Central? Probably not, but Central's still going to be a really good football team. And anytime, you know, and Derek Gibson takes over, and he's a really good coach. He's no stranger to the program. He coached with Roland for 9-10 years. So, yeah, those probably are the, you know, you take a look at Chaminade and then St. Thomas, Northwestern, Central as far as local teams, and then you add West Boca Raton, who we're going to see tonight against Chaminade and Madonna in a kickoff classic, you know, defending 6A state champions. Then Heritage, you know, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people giving Heritage, like, a lot of love. They're not as deep as they've been over the last couple of years. You lost a marquee running back, and then you lost, you know, probably one of the most versatile football players in the state last year. He goes in early at Malachi.
Malachi Tony is killing it now. I went down there. I went down there first day of pads, and he absolutely put on a show.
Yeah.
He was.
No, you're right.
And is it Joshua Moore, the West Brower guy?
Another beast. They
might have been the two best. You know, I hate saying this because people get mad. They're the two best receivers at practice the day I was out there.
And
they're like true freshmen, so you're not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, you saw what Malachi Tony did in the state championship game.
Yeah.
You know, against Darian Coleman, the University of Miami commitment for 2026, and I mean, he was flawless at quarterback, taking over for Diabel. But also, you keep an eye on Norland. You know, they lost quarterback who's really, really good, but they're going to be good. Southridge, heartbreaking loss last year to West Boca Raton in the state semifinals. They're back on the horizon.
Okay.
Columbus and Palmetto, they're going to be two interesting teams to watch. And listen, you know, last year, let's face it, Columbus wasn't, you know, that wasn't their best team. But that being said, they were only 6 points away from going to the state championship. And then I think this is Palmetto's probably most complete team that they have, but
yeah,
until they get over the hump, you know, and then another couple of teams.
Hey, Blue, I want to ask you about Edison. I got to ask you about Uncle Luke. What's his team look like? I know he's load up. He's got a hell of a quarterback now.
Yeah, they're a really good team. But you know what? Like I always say, you can bring in the Dallas Cowboys, but you're still not going to get by Chaminade. So, you know, I mean, it's just the way it is. Chaminade just wanted the team to beat in 1A. But Luke's got a really good team. They're talented, as you mentioned. You know, they have the kid that came in from Orlando, a quarterback.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
They've got a lot of good talent on the team, but it's going to be awfully tough. And keep an eye on Cardinal Newman, our friend Jack Daniels up in West Palm Beach. Cardinal Newman, they're another 1A program that seems to be, you know, going to be in the mix.
Hey, I did want to ask you about some sleepers in Palm Beach. Now we got 104.3 WQAM up there through Palm Beach. Who do you like? I know you mentioned West Boca. I was glad you mentioned Cardinal Newman because we like Coach up there. Anybody else look strong? And can West Boca be as good as last year?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of tough, but obviously they upped the ante with their schedule, you know, having Chaminade. Palm Beach Central is going to be really good. They're in 7A. I think that they're a team that added enough pieces, had a chance to watch them in the offseason. Delray Atlantic, even though that they lost a lot, remember, they had a huge lead, I think 24-0 on St. Thomas last year in the state playoffs. You know, Coach Murray's done a great job up there. So, yeah, you have – believe me, Palm Beach is well represented. Had an opportunity to go to one of their events the other night, last Saturday night, and some of their top players like Javion Mallory, the kid that's the running back from West Boca who's going to University of Miami. He was their number one player in Palm Beach County. So there's a lot of talent, Joe, you know, especially all the way from, you know, the North Palm Beach area all the way down to Miami.
Hey, I got to ask you the one, and I'm not trying to put you in the middle of anything. I'm not. That's my job, not your job. The Teddy Bridgewater fallout, and I'm not asking your opinion on it. Who takes over? Do they keep all their players? Did they lose anybody?
Lost nobody. Coach Vickram, who was there, you know, was on staff, and he's been around the program. He'll take over. They still retain all their coaches. It's a machine. You know, it's the way it is. I mean, and Teddy did a great job, and I'll never take anything away from him. What he did was perfect. You know, what did he do? You know, he tried to help his team out. He tried to help kids out. You know, I mean, in this day and age, kids don't have that, you know, the financial wherewithal to be able to, you know, get rides and, you know, and have meals all the time. So, no, what Teddy did was perfect. You know, he's a great guy, great role model. The community loves him, as you know. So no, Northwestern won't skip a beat. They come out. They have a little chip on their shoulder as they go into Vero Beach on Saturday night to play against the Lakeland team you know, has been doing a lot of talking in the off season. So even though this is a kickoff classic and it doesn't count on the records, I think there's going to be a couple of teams up there that and that's another little great preseason event because they're getting Dade County teams. New Orleans playing against Vero Beach on Friday night, and then Tallahassee Lincoln will play Miami Carroll City, much improved Miami Carroll City, Coach Stubbs. So you have all those programs. Cardinal Gibbons is going to be a team to watch in 2A this year, but certainly, you know, Chaminade comes in 1A as a overwhelming favorite, and then 3A is going to come down to Central Northwestern. 4A will be Heritage most likely or New Orleans, and then. I want to give Dillard a little love too because they've upped the ante as far as their schedule and their players. And then certainly in 5A, it's going to be awfully tough to knock off St. Thomas, six-time defending state champion.
Hey, real and quickly, how good is St. Thomas?
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're really. This might be the best offensive line that they've had in a long time.
Oh, they're good, Joe. Don't worry about St. Thomas.
Yeah,
all that money
you
put into that school, don't you worry, Joe. They're all right.
Yeah, you know. And then 6A is going to be interesting because you have West Boca as the returning team, but you have West Broward, you have Southridge, you have Monarch. So there's an
invite. That's a good one. Yeah.
And then 7A is going to come right down to Palmetto, Palmetto and Columbus. And let's not forget Western. Everybody's like, oh, Western lost all these guys.
Oh, it looked a little empty when I went out there in the parking lot. There was something missing when I drove by the other day. They got hit pretty hard on the transfer portal.
Yeah, they did. But you know what? You know how Coach Rakovich is. He's an upbeat guy. And he's got kids, probably one of the top secondaries around too. So yeah, they got a lot to build from their big school. And yeah, this is going to be a really good year, you know. And I know I say that every year, but
that's why we have you on, man. We love our high school football. We're jacked up. We got some nationally ranked teams. We're looking at some more teams. Yeah. There's always a sleeper. It's great. And Blue, it's always great having you, man. I really appreciate you coming on. You do. You make me feel good after what took place yesterday with the Dolphins practice. Thank you. You made my day a little bit better.
You.
Thank you, brother.
I hear you. Well, enjoy Detroit. We'll talk, and thanks so much. We'll see you next week. And I'm so much anticipating this season.
All right. Thank you. Larry Bluestein.
Right,
go to LarryBluestein.com. Get more information. That man is working from the top of the state down to Key West. He's on it, man, like nobody's business.